Good day, it's John David Miller and Holistic Reality. Welcome to the program. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Please visit reallywell.com and survivethechanges.com for more information. Today we're talking about multi-level war. Rumblings of war are reverberating around the world. The important concerns of multi-level war must be resolved, or life as we've known it will be seriously disrupted over the next few years. Disturbance, struggle, and war have been the common experience of humanity for centuries. Due to the power, control, financial leverage, and oppositional strategy of the transnational interlocking corporate kingdom, I call it the TIC, what some people call the military-industrial complex, although it's much bigger than even that, because it includes the financial and media and chemical industries, pharmaceuticals. They're all part of the same conglomerate or syndicate. We are now in one of the most critical times in known human history. This cabal is being outed, and it could lose domination if enough people waken to what is going on and work together. But the cabal people have been ramping up the chaos and confusion in preparation for an all-out effort to eliminate any threat to their power. They intend to lock any remaining people, once they've gotten rid of quite a few millions, into the technocratic tyranny operation that they've been developing for decades. Among the worst scenarios is widespread destruction from military actions, especially a major war. International disagreements like we're seeing now over trade sanctions, tariffs, and territorial issues have often led to war. The present military buildup, and there are reports of military troops and equipment and productions at military contractor facilities, just ramping up and troop movements going all over the nation, and possibly a huge call-up to go to the Middle East is being rumored. But meanwhile, the unknowing masses have been tricked into being poisoned, hypnotized, ignorant, and misguided. And that is, unfortunately, most of us. We aren't given the full story on anything, but the elitists have engaged for many years in a quiet war against the population with secret weapons. In fact, there is a document called Secret Weapons for Quiet Wars, which is purportedly an instruction manual for recruits to the inner knowledge of the cabal, the agents that they solicit by picking people that they have observed, that their current participants observe and invite into the inner sanctum, so to speak, and then give them the background for how to work with them for their own benefit against the rest of us. So the secret weapons for quiet wars, the syndicate has used public poisons, and again, we have a website, publicpoisons.com, where many of these are listed. False flag events, that's where you blame an event on someone else besides the actual perpetrator, maybe do it on purpose, maybe even harming people, but then blame it on someone else for purposes of starting a war, for example. There's an example would be Pearl Harbor, or the sinking of the main ship in Havana Harbor to start the Spanish-American War, things like that. The additional tools are the controlled media, economic, political, military, religious, and psychological manipulation. And this is all utilized to set us up for reduced intelligence, chaos, social chaos, infertility, genocide, and what is referred to as Agenda 21. This is the agenda of the United Nations for limiting populations and their movements and their survivability, even. You know, it's about sustainability, but it's really about control. Control of everyone, every population group, and subsuming all the nations of the world into a one-world government system with the implementation of this significant bureaucratic technocracy. Some of the weapons of their in their bag of tools are fluoride. Fluoridation of water has been done for about 65 years or something like that. Mercury is in many medicines and many products. They used to use it in dental fillings, silver dental fillings. So many people have excessive mercury in their body, poisoning them. Aluminum, both in the food supply from aluminum packaging, but also there's actually aluminum in many of the medicines, and they're being sprayed in another one of the weapons, the geoengineering sprays that are sprayed in the sky multiple days a week. Just watch the skies and you'll see them doing it. Estrogen mimickers, like in plastics, BPA is an estrogen mimicker, which throws out the hormonal systems. Genetically modified organisms that are now ramping through our agricultural systems. Many of the crops, corn, soy, wheat, alfalfa, zucchini squash, even pineapples, I believe, or papayas are now, some of them GMO. Almost all the corn, almost all the soy, a good portion of the wheat. And many of these are also using the glyphosate herbicide in their production of crops, even if they're not GMO, to dry them out for harvest. So we're getting poisoned with all the agricultural chemicals that go along with the GMOs and giant corporate farming. Then you have the radiation, such as that streaming even still out of Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan. But many other nuclear plants leak. And then we had an incredible amount of nuclear testing back in the 50s and 60s that we still have lingering radiation and many other sources. They're spraying in the sky radioactive metals as part of the geoengineering sprays, barium and thorium. Pharma medicines, big pharmaceuticals. Their medicines, almost all, are chemical toxins, poisons, basically, that stimulate the body in ways that also cause side effects and other ailments that then call for more medicines, and you get caught in a spiral of medical tyranny that are all falsely presented as solutions to your health problems. Natural health is the solution to your health problem. Getting away from the fake foods and the fake medicines and, you know, utilizing what is real and natural. The electromagnetic frequencies coming from our cell phones and our Wi-Fi are also very harmful and ultimately designed to alter our thinking. They can be broadcast directly to the brain, and with the new 5G, fifth generation Wi-Fi being rolled out even now in major cities and eventually everywhere, even more intense control will be implemented that could also even totally control your thinking or worse. Others of their tools are economic, like debt, interest, and taxes, as well as psychological, including racism, socialism, sexual confusion, and opposition between religious and political viewpoints. An immediate devastating impact could be generated by an economic collapse, an intentional pandemic, or specially designed germs created in a lab for their effectiveness could be released in the public, atmospheric or environmental catastrophe. And by the way, vaccinations is one modality that they might introduce such a pandemic, because vaccinations are not an effective way to try to prevent disease. They are embedding toxins directly into the bloodstream, injecting them directly into the bloodstream, and a terrible shock to the body, and are no real value. And read my article on that at survivethechanges.com. We need much more wise understanding of vaccinations on a wider part of the population before they implement mandatory vaccinations with their little fake breakouts like the measles epidemic that they just created to drum up propaganda for the vaccinations. So an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse or coronal mass ejection from the sun, would also be major catastrophes, shutting down the power grid, anything that would do that, cyber attack, literally an attack, nuclear explosion, whatever it would be, that shuts down the power grid, would lead to social chaos, and then many restrictions will follow once order is restored, which could take years, including especially if the infrastructure is shut down. To uncover true reality takes dedication, awareness, intelligence, freedom, courage, research as well, digging into what is going on. And not accepting what the media is telling you is going on, which is the false narrative. But also, it depends on caring and love. And that's the most important part. A transformation is occurring among those willing to learn about this elaborate game of control and then working together to protect ourselves and our loved ones and to learn how to respond. We need to do this out of our own personal growth. You know, we're here at this time on this planet, I believe, for facing this challenge of this cabal syndicate trying to take us all over and dominate us with all their technologies and their secret strategies. And in the process, we learn and grow in our own awareness and our caring for one another and our ability to make good choices and learn the principles of living well. So I want to thank you for listening. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the challenges that we're facing and how to be prepared. Reallywell.com for outstanding natural health information and products. And by the way, we have currently a special where I have my book, Nutrition, Health, and Harmony, I wrote back 40 years ago, being sent out with any order of superfoods over $25 in value that go out from our office here. And there's a set of superfoods we make available, the Northern Edge organically grown milled flaxseed, the most superior flax in the world from Canada, where there's no toxic metals in the soil. It's 8,000 with 8,000 ORAC units of power per serving, and pollen extract, flower pollen extract from grown here in Ohio. And we also have organic spirulina, organic turmeric, organic goji berries, all organic superfoods for your health and well-being. Reallywell.com. And then holisticreality.com for the philosophy of natural holism and the archives of our program. Now is the time to move with purpose. Time to understand. Have a good day.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. Been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road
word of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand.